is Daf Nun Beis. So we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Nun Beis. And the Mishnah says that Kama Tehe Asela Chaseira Vloihe Ba'ona. How much can we tolerate a Sela, coin, the certain amount that loses? Rashi explains that Matbeha Yotze V'Tamid Hu Shochik V'Chaser. It's used over time, it gets shaved down and loses the initial weight it was worth. So how much do we allow it for to lose some of its metal and still be used, considered a sella? And there won't be any, oh no. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Arba Isaros Isil Dinar. So the relationship between a dinar and a sella is that there are four dinarim in one sella. So it's 4 to 1. So now he says an Isser. Now an Isser is 1/24 of a dinar. A lot of different numbers here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, rather Rabbi Meir, 1/24 is the ona, how much we allow a coin to go down. So for a sella, so 4 isaros is going to be 4, the 96 isarim in a sella. So 4 of 96 is 1/24, so it goes down 4 isaros from the sella. That's already ona, it's 1/24. And when it comes to dinar, which is smaller than a sella, so 1 isar, which shaved down 1 isar from the dinar, that's going to be, oh no, that's 1/24 of a dinar. So again, isar, 1 isar to dinar is 1/24, and 4 isurim to a sella is 1/24. That's the ratio, 1/24. Okay. They're using dimes and quarters to be much easier, but we have no idea what these things are. So,
listen, we can't compare that much here. You have feet, I know that's
right, sure. So whenever it comes to measurements, it's just...
That's how the word at least have it by the metric.
Right. Here we have... Look at the toes in the bottom, small toes, Isar Ladinar. He says, Im Tomar V'Hamar Rav, didn't we say, or later on we're going to see this, Kol Davar Shebe Mida V'Shebe Minyan V'Shebe Mishkal, anything that's weighed or measured, whether it's an exact number, Afil Pachos Mechdeo Na'achozer. I think we saw this even in Eilim Mitzir Sar Mafkin. If it's off by even a tiny bit, that's Ona. So we're talking about the weight of a coin here. So why are we allowing 1/24? It should even be a Mashu. So it says, Tosfos V'Yeshlomar De'Hacha B'Toras Matbea Nivlo B'Toras Mishkal. That's talking about when you're using the coin as a weight. So if it's a weight, even a small amount is going to be a problem. Our concern here is not about the weight, about the value of the matbe of the coin. So then that's the question. So we allow a little bit more wiggle room when it comes to using it, b'toras matbea. So that's Shitas Rabbi Meir, 1/24 is the Isser Ona for a coin. Then comes on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Arba Pundanios Pundan Lidinar. So when it comes to an sella, so 4 pundios that go less than the, which is 1/12. There are, 48 pundionios in a sella. So 4, if the sella drops to, loses 4 pundionios, so that's 1/12 that we're going down. So 1/12 is a shear for Yehuda, and that's 1 pundion to a dinar. So 12 pundion in one dinar, so 1/12 of that is going to be the ona. So again, what we're carrying right now is Rabbi Yehuda holds 1/12 is the shear of ona. And then Rabbi Shimon is the third sheet to Omer, Shimona pundionios, shnei pundionios l'dinar. 8 pundionios in a sella, if it goes down that much, which is really 1/6, and 2 pundionium in a dinar, that's 1/6. So again, what we're walking away with is Rabbi Meir holds 1/24, Rabbi Yehuda holds 1/12, and Rabbi Shimon holds 1/6. That's what it means to us.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Then the Gemara says, An masai mutter lahachsir. So when you allow to return, let's say you get a coin and you realize that it's less than the weight it's supposed to be, what's the shear that you're allowed to return? And if you don't return within that shear, then the sale is final. There'll be krachim in the larger cities, ad kadesh shirei al shulchani, until you show it to shulchani. It's very easy to find a money changer somewhere, so it could be a few minutes till you find the next guy the next corner. And if you that time passes and you're not chozer, the sale is final. The kfarim in the villages, where they don't have any money changers there, so then ad arve shabbos, so you have to wait until Erev Shabbos, where they go to the shuk and to the big krachim. They go to the cities where there they have an opportunity to show the coin that they got. And the first Friday comes, and then they don't show it, they don't complain, that's considered final from the perspective of the kfarim. Im haya makira, if they, Rashi says, im haya nosin makira, if the giver realized that he really made a mistake, he gave a coin that was really shaved off a lot of the metal. So afil lacha shnei masar chodesh mikabla himanu. So then he's allowed to accept even 12 months later. The shear is further, which the Gemara is going to explain, midas chasidus. Mikadin, if I gave you money and you didn't come back to me after the next Friday in the village, it's done. But if you come back to me 5 months later, if I want to be a nice guy, and I knew this was the coin that I gave you, so Midas Chasidus, I could even accept it even 12 months later if I wanted. That's Midas Chasidus. But let's say I refuse to accept the money. I'm like, no, too bad, it's too late. It's Ve'ein lo alav ela tarumos. And now you're upset. You gave me this coin that's really worn out, not fair. Even though Taina, you should have went to the money changer earlier, you didn't. And the fact that I'm not doing Midas Chasidus, you could have Tarumas, you could have Tainas on me, but there's no real Taina. You can't really take me to Beis Din other than just being upset with me. And then the Mishnah concludes saying, V'nosna l'maisha sheni, even though this coin may have been shaved off a lot, and less than the ona, you could use it for maisha sheni. So if I have fruit in my yard that need to be taken to Yerushalayim, I don't want to shove the fruit, so as we've seen many times, you could be machal the maisha sheni onto the money. So that money is then taken to Yerushalayim. So I could even use it and be mechalet on these types of coins that have been shaved off some of the amount. And we'll see later, the Gemara will explain a little bit more about the details of that. I'm not so concerned because only nefesh ra. What does this mean? That the those who are not willing to accept the coin, it's really a quarter. Who's going to really check the weight of the quarter? It's a quarter. A quarter's a quarter. It says who's the face of George Washington? Who's on the quarter? Yeah, right, he's on the quarter. So George Washington's face is on the quarter, so that's a quarter. The fact that it's a little shaved off, who's going to care? So there's some guy who's machpid, he doesn't want to take the quarter because a little bit got shaved off. So that guy's a nefesh ra, he doesn't really accept it. But Mikra Din, we recognize this as being a real quarter. So for my Shashani purposes, we allow you to be poed onto the quarter, and the guy who's not willing to accept the quarter, when he gets to Shalim, that's his issue. He's a nefesh ra. So the Gemara is going to explain this in greater detail. So the Gemara asks the question now.
Sorry, all these coins had the value because of the material they were made of,
or
probably, right? I mean,
when it gets to so low, so never then you can't acknowledge it being a quarter anymore. It gets from a quarter, sometimes it gets to be the size of a dime. When it gets to that point, you can't fake it as a quarter anymore.
But that's because there is less value of a material, or because since the shape is...
Okay, change out. Oh, I thought because of the material, because that those coins, the value is really in the coins.
The coin, right.
I think so.
In the silver dollar that you have here, right?
Yeah.
Because they have copper coins, right? They had like...
Frutos, they had all different types. So whatever the metal was.
A few days ago, we were talking about a coin that wasn't accepted anymore.
Right.
It was worth what it was made of.
Right. So I guess there's two elements. I guess the fact that it's acknowledged, it's given the stamp of approval by the Malchus.
Right.
It's a good point.
We also spoke that certain Malchus, right, they were very mafid that you shouldn't accept. People were scared to use it. That's why they used to do it in private. Right. I mean, I think we mentioned that case.
Right, but I guess currency works as long as everyone agrees to it, regardless of the Malchus. If you and I agree, what was that? Bitcoin, right?
Bitcoin.
Right. So that was like they created their own currency, so that could exist even without Malchus. But Yechiel is making a good point. If it's really about the weight of the metal, so who cares whether the malchus accepted or not? So it can't only be about the value. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly, but they're probably both relevant. Okay. So the Gemara asks a question from a Bryce or a Minhi. Ad kamate asela chaser v'ye ba'ona. Until what point will it be a sela be losing and have a din of ona? So what's the shaila? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says in the Gemara, Raminhu kamate asela chaser v'ye ba'ona. Alma, we see from this brisa, Bahani Shiure Habiona, Umasnisin Katani Vuloye Alma Bahani Shiure Lava Onahi Adi Katfe. Meaning, when you hit that point of 1/24th, so the Mishnah says, up until what point are you allowed to still use it? Even 1/24th, you could still use it. More than that, you can't. This brisa says, no, what point is it considered missing? So at 1/24th, that's already where you hit the point of being chaser. That's Ona. So is it 1/24th? Ona, or that's the last moment before Ona? Right, exactly. That's in essence the question. So which one is it? What's 1/24th? What's 1/6th? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Lokash, it's not a problem. Tani Didan, our Mishnah, Kachashiv Mimatil Mal, it's going from down to up, meaning this is not Ona, it's not Ona, it's not Ona, until you get to the point of 1/24th, and that's the breaking point. It's not Ona until you hit 1/24th. And Tana Bra, the outside Bryce, the Bryce we just brought in, Kachashiv Milmal Mat, is referring to, 20% is considered Ona. It's all Ona until you get to 1/24th, then that's no longer considered Ona. Just the direction it's going on. Now, the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. At 1/24th, which one is it? Is it part of the Lamala, or is it part of the Lamata? I think Rashi says this. Rashi says, Amara Papa, Liolum Emelacha Bahani Shiri Haviona. That point of 1/24th, or 1/12th, or 1/6th, that is Ona. They're just coming from different directions. Everybody agrees to that. So now the Gemara asks, Maishna Besela de pligi, umayishna betalis de lo pligi. When it came to the world of merchandise, no one argued, oh no, it was 1/6. Now, it's not really true. We had a Rabbi Tarfon. But other than Rabbi Tarfon, everyone agreed that 1/6 was the value of Ona. When it comes to the world of Asela, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the difference? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Man Tana Talis, Rabbi Shimon, who authored Talis? That was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa. I mean, you're right. The same machlokes in the world of Asela exists in the world of merchandise and Talis as well. But for some reason, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, we only tell Rabbi Shimon Shita when it comes to Talis, but in a Hanami, the machlokes exists there as well. Abai Amar, Talis, Adshtus, Machil, Inish, Daminche, Ashik, Lugabech, Vishav, Lukarsech, Selach, Kevin, Delosagi, Leilo, Machil. So, no, it depends. It's not true. The Machlokas is not the same. It's not parallel. When it comes to the world of merchandise, people are Mochil, under 1/6. Everybody agrees, okay, if you jib me a little bit, under 1/6, I'm under 15%, I'm Mochil Badaver. Everybody agrees to that. When it comes to a sella, so now everyone's going to agree to that, because now if my sella is missing something, now I try to use that guy, he may not accept it. So it's not a mechil. I might be mochel, but the next guy won't be mochel on me. So I'm going to be at a disadvantage. So when it comes to a sella, so then there's a machlokas, is it 1/6, is it 1/12, or is it 1/24? Just to attach the words here, what means damri inshi, people would say, ashik legavech v'shavi lekarsech. So Rashi explains here, Rashi says a little bit further down, or halfway down the narrow lines, he says, Ashik legavech, hatzarech leksus, gufach v'gavech kanech biyoker. I need something for any clothing. I'm willing to overpay for the clothing that I need. That's what it means. Again, ashik, Rashi's ashik means lashon yukaru. I'm willing to pay more money, legavech, to cover my body. That's what I'm willing. And shavi lekarsech, which means, when it comes to machal, Rashi says, lo sikne ela b'shavin. When it comes to food, I'm willing to pay the price. Now there's a discussion, so this is a very strange statement here. So right now, for clothing, I'm willing to overpay. So when it comes to, so therefore, shtus is the, oh no. When it comes to food, though, the Gemara says, I'm only willing to pay the actual value. So that means, oh no, should be even less than a 1/6 when it comes to food, according to what the Gemara says. Again,
it's 1/24.
No, but we said 1/24 only applies to sella, by coins and currency. When it comes to merchandise, talis, we said 1/6. What about food?
There's three cases. There's talis, food, and...
Exactly. But the Gemara seems to ignore food. Food's not part of the calculation.
Right.
So look what the Tosas writes. Tosas writes, Ashik legavech. Vim tomar hatinach nisane lokeach. I understand if the lokeach is defrauded, but nisane mocher ma'ik lemeimar. First of all, the svar doesn't make sense from the perspective of the mocher. Lokeach is willing to overpay to get his clothing. The mocher is not willing to get gypped off to get some other guy clothing. How does that apply to him? He should, for him, the ona should be much less because he's not gaining anything from the money. And furthermore, hatinach ksus peros ma'ik lemeira. This makes sense. Ksus, I'm willing to overpay for clothing. But for food, the Gemara says, I'm not willing to overpay for food. So how are you going to explain the shtus by food? V'yishlomar de lo plug rabbanim. The lo plug, you're right. Misvara, there's room to be mechalik between the lo keach willing to overpay. And that even though the mocher is not willing to get gypped off, still we said a little plug. And you're right, when it comes to food, people don't overpay. But they said once it comes to talis, shtus, they apply it to all merchandise. When it comes to the world of currency, it's a whole another world. There they have a machlokas, 1/12, 1/24, and 1/6. Alternatively, he says, Yeshlomar says, Tosus, Iker hatam have sela, came into losagi lo machim. The real svar here is really the fact that a person's not willing to get a coin that's shaved off a little bit. The svar that the Gemara throws out about the food and about the clothing, that's not really a svar. We're kind of ignoring that svar. So we're not taking that into account. That's what in essence he says. Okay. Gemara now says, Gufa. Ad kama te asela chaser v'he bo'na. So according from the Mishnah, how much is going to be shaved off the seller for it to be considered? No, Remer Omer Arba Isar Dinar, which is 1/24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dal Pundios Pundion Ladinar, which is 1/12. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimona Pundionios Shnei Pundion Ladinar, which is going to be 1/6. Yes, Al Kain, if it's more than this, then Mocher B'Shavas. And you can't sell it anymore as a quarter. Now you have to sell whatever the value went down to, whatever metal is worth. Now, it's the size of a dime. You can only use it as 10 cents now. You can't pretend it's a quarter anymore. So then the Gemara says, Ad kama tifchas v'yei rasha l'kaima b'sela, kaima. Now, up until what point are you allowed to hold on to it? There's a certain point where it gets so small, we have to get rid of it. So how much do we allow you to hold on to it when it gets so small? So the Gemara says, b'sela ad shekel. When it comes to sela, if it goes down to the size of a shekel, which is half the amount of a sela, 50%, then you're allowed to hold on to it. If it gets less than that, you can't hold on to it. You have to get rid of it. And bedinar ad rova, until rova. Pachs mikan as iser, less than, if it's an iser less than that amount, it's aser. Hareza loyim karenu, you can't sell it. Lo del tagar, lo lacherim, lo lahar, you can't sell it to any person, to a merchant, to a guy who steals, a guy who kills. You can't sell it to anybody.
It's an
iser
or it's
aser? If it's an iser less than that, it's aser.
Right.
I mean, at 50%, if it goes an iser below the 50% line,
right, then
it's aser. So let's get clear. It starts off at, let's call it a dollar now. Starts off at a dollar. So if it's in their onar range of, say, 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th, you could still sell it as a dollar, even though it might be really worth only 98 cents. You could still sell it as a dollar. And once it gets below that mark of onah, then you gotta sell it at the value it's worth, at 90 cents, let's say. Now, you can still use it, though, at 90 cents. Once it hits 50 cents, though, then you really can use it, but you really have another iser to work with, another 2 cents below that. You really have 48 cents or so to work with. Once it really hits 48 cents, then it sounds like it's usher to haunt it. You can't sell it, you have to get rid of it. That's, I think, what the Gemara is saying. And then the Gemara says, so what do you do with it? So then, elo yikvena v'yelenu b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'ito. You have to make a hole in it. You have to passel it. And you use it as a necklace, as a little decoration, some jewelry for your son or daughter. But interesting, I remember they used to have those asimones in Israel without holes in them, right?
Yeah,
so that you can't use that as money. So I think you used to sell them, actually, as a necklace. You could sell with one of these asimones on it. So interesting is you see that the boys would wear chains also, I guess. It says b'no as well, you'd sell it to. Yeah. Give it to. Okay. So the Gemara now says, now the Gemara wants to analyze this price. Amar Mar, Bisela ad shekel, bedina ad rova. So it comes to sela, goes down to a half the amount, the shekel is half of the sela. Now dinar goes all the way down to a rova. So maishna, bisela ad shekel, maishna, bedina ad rova. At this point, the Gemara thinks a rova is a rova of a shekel, which is not half of a dinar. I forget all the different different exchanges, but it's...
I would say a sella is 96. We'll just think about it. Okay. A sella is 96th of the smallest item, which is the isser. It's 96.
Okay.
The shekel is 48. The dinar is 24.
Okay. So then what's rova? Rova shekel would be then 12.
It sounds like it's saying a quarter of a dinar. Sorry, it sounds like saying a quarter of a dinar. The Gemara's going to answer.
Uh-huh.
It's a quarter of a shekel.
Right.
It's actually half.
Right.
One is half and one is a quarter.
So we said, we think a dinar of a rova.
Right.
So how come... Why do we go to 25%? Why do we go to a quarter of the dinar, but as we allow a lot more to go down when it comes to the shekel, sela, we only allow it to go down to 50% of the value. So the Gemara answers, Amarava deka, sorry, my rova, dekatani, Amarabai, my rova, dekatani, nami rova is shekel, means rova shekel, which Adam just explained to us, rova shekel is really half of a dinar, so it's equal. We allow a coin to only go down to 50% of its initial size. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami, he's bringing proof for Abaye. Dekanami de katani rova vlokatani revi. It doesn't say revi. It doesn't say a quarter of the dinar. It says a rova. It says a name of a coin. A rova was a type of coin, which was a half of a dinar, shmamina. So then the Gemara asks, Lamali limitle the dinar bishekel. So why are we saying a dinar shekel? Why are we using a dinar? A dinar could go down to a rova of a shekel. You could have used a half a zuz or another type of coin which exists. Why is a dinar being taller in a quarter size of a shekel? So the Gemara says, Kamashman, to teach us, de'ika dinar de'asa mishekel. I skipped, Los agav orchai, Kamashman, de'ika dinar de'asa mishekel. To teach us that you can't have a dinar that comes from a shekel. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, asa mishekel, this is around seven lines up from the bottom, in piches ha-shekel ad Chetzio v'nasa dinar. So if you have a shekel and it goes down to a half, so again, a sela is the 96 we said, shekel is 48, and dinar is 24. So if you have a shekel as a starting point, which is 48, we could go down to dinar, which is 24. So shekel and dinar have a relationship with each other. That's what we're teaching from here, learning from here, and Messiah, this supports Rabbi Ami, dinar haba mishekel. Dinar. If you have a shekel, the dinar that comes from a shekel, you could hold on to it. A dinar, harba misela, asr lekaimo. But a dinar that comes from a sela, which means a sela which is 96, and when dropped down to 24, that's too much. That's 1/4 of the initial amount. That you can't keep. A dinar from a shekel, you can keep. It's 50%. But a dinar from a sela, you can't keep because it's 1/4 of the initial amount. Okay. Not getting any easier, huh?
chart.
I thought about making a chart here. I almost did.
I think that there should be a difference between the merchandise and the money. That merchandise, the value fluctuates much more than the money. Meaning, a dollar is 100 cents.
Right.
You know, a piece of clothing could be a dollar 10 or 90, and it's still within the range of the market.
Right, and therefore what?
And therefore there should be much more allowance on clothing and merchandise.
Yeah, but it doesn't go based on that. I think it goes based on the current market value, which is fixed at that moment. Whatever's fixed, even though it can change from time to time, the moment it was bought, that's really...
No, but there's a lot of little details that could change the value, which is very not obvious. Meaning, let's say, even chitim, you can have better words. But money is money.
No, I agree to that point. It could change. But at that moment when you bought it, there was a fixed price to that merchandise.
Right, but it's much harder to prove it.
Oh, so that could be a different point, how to prove it. Okay.
It's much harder to actually have
depends
to,
what market.
Right.
Okay, so that's not a whole discussion, which market you're using.
A dollar is always 100 cents. There's
no... But the Gemara doesn't give that as the answer, though.
No.
Right, so it seems like there is a fixed price, even though it's hard to figure out the market value.
Because to me, that would be the
last requirement. This
is before globalism.
Yeah, exactly. They're thinking a little
shadow. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says the two dots. Pachas mikan iser, aser lehotzi. So my kamar, you were like, trouble, what does that mean? If it's an isser below the 50% line, that's usher to use. My kamar. So Amar Bai says, halchi kamar. Pich sasela yoser michde ona. Isser, if it goes less than the ona, an amount of an isser. So let's say 1/24 is the ona. So it gets less than that even, but not a small amount. It has to be a total of an isser, another isser below that. So then it's usher. Then it's usher to hold on to this. Amar says, it doesn't make any sense. Amar le rava, I halchi afilu mashunami. Once it goes below the 1/24 line, even a mashu should be aser. Why does it have to be another iser below the line? Ella, Amar Rava says, Pichsa sela iser ledinar aser v'stama karimeir. No, the Sparisa says, if a sela goes down the equivalent of an iser ter dinar, which is using that ratio, an iser ter dinar is 1/24, so if the sela goes about that, goes down that same ratio, which would be 4 isarim from a sela, that would be the iser. Meaning the Brice is telling us the iser, ona, is 1/24 in accordance with Shitas Rabbi Meir. That's what it's saying. So again, just like an iser is a ona for dinar, which is 1/24, so that same ratio for sela, which would translate to being 4 isarim per sela, 1/24 in Shitas Rabbi Meir. Mark quotes a mission now. Tanan, the mission tells us, Tanan Hasan, the mission in Maseches Kelim, Sela Shenifsela, a Sela that became disqualified, Viskina, and a person fixed it in such a way, Shehe Shokabal, they adjusted it in a way that you could use it as weights, Shokabal Mishkala, so using it as metal now as opposed to currency, then Tamei. And that's Tamei, because we know the Lacha, something that has a use as a Keli, is Tamei. So now you're using it as a Kli. Ad Kama Tifches via Rasha Lakaima, Lisela. So now, when it comes to a coin in general, how much do we tolerate for it to lose its metal and permit it to be used and hold on to? So the sela, when it comes to a sela, shnei dinarim, and which is the same value, which is in essence a shekel, okay, 2 dinarim and a shekel. Pach mikam, if it goes less than that, yakots, you have to cut it, get rid of it, destroy it. Yes, yakain, if it goes, so Gemara asks, yes, mikain, that line we didn't have in the Mishnah, though. Oh, yes, Mekain Mai. More than that, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, what do you mean more than that? So Rashi says, yes, Yael Kain. Where'd the line go here? So Amar Avuna, Pachas Mekain Yakots. Yes, Yael Kain Yakots. If it gets less than this, you cut it off. More than this, you cut it off as well. I forget what yes, Mekain meant, though, in this case. So Rashi says, why would you cut off a yes, or Mekain?
Yes, Mekain is a question.
But the Rav Huna says, Pach Mikan Yakuts, Yasser Khan Yakut also, he says, to cut it down. Yasser Mikan means if it's more than that, it didn't go down that much. I forgot what this line said here.
Note here says, Rav Huna understands that the words less than this have two meanings. Regardless of whether the eroded coin is less than a shekel, whether the erosion is less than a shekel, the coin must be destroyed.
And it's more than this, though? Ah, I see. If it's more than a shekel, that's close to a, it's close to a sela, so now people are going to confuse it with a sela, even though it's really not. I mean, any time in between, that's a sela and a shekel. A sela is 100 cents, and a shekel is 50 cents. Now, if it's anywhere in between, so now a person might try to use it as a 100 cents, even though it's not really. It's always unclear. Once you get to the mouth where it's a shekel, it's so clear there's 50 cents, that's fine. But anywhere in between, where it's this gray area, you can't use it if it's above the shekel line or it's below the shekel line, you can't use it because of that confusion. Once it's at the 50% line where it's so clear, then you're allowed to use it. That's what he's saying.
It would seem that they all have the same stamp on them, right? I mean, otherwise, it would be
different. It must be, right. Has to be.
Yeah.
Must see, they all had George Washington. Makes sense because they had one king. They didn't care about
it.
They made their own, their face had been every single coin. They made their own currency. Yeah. Makes sense.
And the same size of face also.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
They're eyeballing it, literally, based on
yeah.
how they look.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, they also said it rubbed off. The person to rub off would be the image.
Uh-huh.
But then I think it's completely possible.
I have to see something of it still, I think.
Right. We learned before yeah. that if it's rubbed off, it has no value.
Right. So it rubbed off a certain amount. It could be like, it was like, the face must have been big, like really sticking out of the...
The people went into the mikvah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Trying to remember.
We said you can't do Meiser Sheni on it. We said there's certain things right. you can't do in it.
If it has no tzura.
But did they not use it? Right. Was it unusable?
Yeah, I thought we said it was unusable. It was nifsal because it lost its tzura, yeah. Okay. So that's what Rahuna says. If it's above or below the line, it's possible. You have to yakots. And Rabbi Ami Amar, pachos mikan yakot. If it's less than 50%, then you have to get rid of it. Yes, al-kain yikain. But if it's more than that, you could yikain it, but you have to use it at the value. You can't pretend it's a seller or a shekel. You have to use the 75 cents value that it's at. So the Gemara now asks Meisivei. Yes, al-kain mocher b'shav. If it's more than this, you sell it for the value. That's like Rabbi Ami. It's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you can't use it if it's above the 50% line, below the 100% line. So my love, shepischa yosem michdei onasa. Does it not mean where it went down the 124? It went down that few points down. It's at 75%, and you see yourself still out to sell it at the value, like Rabbi Ami. So the Gemara says, lo yisera. Sorry again. My love shepichsa yosem michdei onasa. The Gemara says, lo yisera dakati lo pichsa michdei onasa. What it means is that it's less than it, but still above the onah line. You haven't gone to the onah. You haven't gone to 124th yet. So then you're mochra b'shavya. Why do you sell the shavya though? The value, I thought we said not to do that, the value, right? If it's within the onah, you could sell as if it's fully, well, I think what it means a shavya here doesn't mean that the actual value at 96 cents, you could sell at the 100%, even though it's not really 100%. If it's within the range of 124th, so then you're allowed to sell it as if it were for 100% coin. And then the Gemara asks another question, Meisivei. How much does it go down and you could still use such a coin? Besela ad shekel. Sell up until it gets to a shekel. So it goes to 50%. My lab de pachas porta porta. So it sounds like you could use it continuously, even though it's slowly chiseling off and shaving off. You could use it at each stage to 95 cents, 85 cents, 75 cents. So you see, it's like a biami. They could use it even though it's between 100% and 50%. Every amount along the way, it's usable. And where it says, lo, not true. De nafil anur of afchis bechadazimna. It's a case where it fell into a fire and it lost 50% in one shot. So that's the case where you're allowed to use it according to Rav Huna. But in a chanam, if it slowly lost its amount, 5 cents here, 5 cents there, 5 cents there, you can't use it according to Rav Huna until it hits that 50 cent line. Amar Mar, quoting from earlier, Yikvena v'yelena b'tzavar b'noa b'tzavar b'ito. If you have a coin that's possible, you make a hole in it. If it gets less than the 50 cent line, you make a hole and give it to your children to as some jewelry. So minhi lo yasena mishkal ben mishkalos. So if you can't use it as weights. Vloizer kind of been grotosav. You can't throw it among what's grotosav. It's a shivrei klei kesef, a broken piece of metal. You can't throw it and break a piece of silver. How does it say there?
Fragments of silver.
Okay, fragments. Don't throw it there. Loik venev yilenu b'tzaver b'no b'tzaver bito. You can't even put a hole in it and use it as jewelry. Ela o yishcho ko yito ko yako to yolich liyam amelch, or grind it up, or cut it up, or destroy it, or throw it into the Dead Sea. Get rid of it. You can't keep it around anymore. So how come the statement above says you can keep it around and you can make a hole in it? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo kasha kam be'emsa kam be'minatzad. Depends. You're making the hole in the center, that you'll have to keep around. There's no fixing it. Make a hole in the side, like a little punch in the side. The person can shave it out a little way to make it still back into a coin and reuse it. That's where we say it doesn't work. Okay. Then the Gemara says, ad masai mutter lahachzir b'krachim, ad jira l'shulchani b'kfar ma'ad arvei shabasos. When a guy was given a coin that lost a certain amount of more than onah, so you have up until you have the chance in the krachim to go show it to a money changer, but in the kvarim until Erev Shabbos when you go to the shuk. So the Gemara asks, Maishna b'sela de maflik, Maishna b'talas de lo maflik. How come by sela we have a distinction between a kvar and a krach? When it comes to a talas, we don't have such a distinction. Everyone had the same amount that when you until you show it to a tagger, until you show it to a merchant. So Amar Abai says, Kitnan Masnami Masnisin Batalis Bikracham Tanan. Einachanami. Like he said earlier, the Mishnah said you have until you show it to a merchant, that's referring to the Krachim, people who live in the big cities. But Einachanami, when it comes to a Kfar, Einachanami, he has a chance until Erev Shabbos when he goes to the Shuk to buy, that's when he has up until to return. Rav Amar Talis Kolinish Kimle Begave. Sela Kevin Delo Kolinish Kimle Begave El Shukhani. So when it comes to talis, everybody knows. Even the kfar, most of they would weave things. They would make merchandise. They would make clothing. They would know. So you could go to someone in the kfar who would know how merchandise is, what the value is. So that's why everyone has the same din when it comes to talis. But sela, not everybody knows the currency well. Only the shechani knows. So therefore, we have a distinction when it comes to sela, hilkach, v'krachom, when it came to the big cities, the ikal shechani, sa'at shiran el shechani, where they were very accessible, the shechanis. You have it until you find to get to the next corner. But the kfarim in the villages, the lekel shachani, there are no money changers. Ad arvei shabbosos, the salikin l'shuk. Until he gets to the shuk, that's the time he has from the kfarim.
So it's actually, it looks like a steer at the last spot, because the last off, because Abaye is the one who couldn't reconcile the two. Mishnayos and Rabba is the one who said that it was going like Rav Shimon. But it looks like it's a gear to the riff on the prior daf that changes Abaye and Rabba. So
for the consistent.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the reason why, but presumably isn't.
Uh-huh.
Abaye made the two Gemarish, the two Mishnayos Shem, whereas Rav made the two Mishnayos Shem.
Okay, they're playing roles, switching roles. Okay. Okay. Fine. Which I don't know why that's crazy to be. Why you don't always have to do the same thing? Sometimes Rav could be answering and Abaye could. Okay. You see, there's a certain consistency of the different personalities in the Gemara. And the Gemara now says, Im haya makira afilu acha shnei masar chodesh. Heicha. So where exactly did this take place? Why does a guy have 12 months? If it was in the large cities, he has only a few blocks to get to the next shulchani. In the villages, Hamris ad arvei shabbosos. The only guy is a week at most, not 12 months. So Amar Rav Chista says, midas chasidus shanukan. This is midas chasidus. He doesn't have to. But if he wants, the guy who gave the money initially is allowed to accept it, back the money later on. Yihachi, that's the case. Ema seifa. Now, the guy who wants to give the money back and he's not willing to accept the money back, all I have is complaints. Now, if the guy is a chassid, so he doesn't want to accept it, he shouldn't have any tainas on the guy.
What do you mean?
Look at that. Rashi says, Im lechassid kamar diyesh lo tarumos ala hamachzir. If the chassid is have tarumos and the guy returning the money back to him, mikol fayu lekabel shidram. Who forced the guy to accept the money? If he doesn't want to, don't accept the money. Don't have tarumos. Tov lo shelo yikablanu mishikablanu v'yosei dival yichaveru. Like don't say okay, I'll take it, but I hate you. Don't say if you don't like the deal, don't take the deal. Don't accept the money back.
We're thinking right now that the one who complains is the chassid himself.
Exactly. So don't accept the money. Don't complain.
Right.
So Ella. So the guy who accepted from him, meaning what? So what do you mean? I gave the money back to the chassid, and the chassid accepted him. I'm going to have tainas on him for accepting the money back. The guy did me a tova. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I have tainas? So halchi kamar. Ha acher, someone else, afa pish, shein mekabel heimanu, some other guy who's not the midas chassid, some other guy who is not willing to accept the money, then ain lo alav el tarumos. That guy I can only have tainas on. I can't really take him to din. He didn't accept my money. I should have returned the money earlier. For such a guy, I only have tainas on. It's the best. Okay.
Which is interesting because he could just say that he doesn't recognize the coin. Right? Are we saying that
In Makira it says.
So Makira is what? The coin?
Yeah, he recognizes the coin. He knew that. This is the coin. I know I had this coin. Right. I gave it. I didn't think you would care. So I remember giving the coin, but I don't care anyways. It's too bad. You shouldn't have accepted. So that guy, the guy has tainas on him for not taking the money back.
He waited a year.
Yep, he waited. And then the Gemara says, So you could use these coins for Maisa Sheni. Samar Papa says, Shmamina, we could learn from here. Hai man de mokim Azuze Miki Nefeshra. A guy who's makbid on every coin, looking and analyzing each coin, he's called a Nefeshra. Just take the money, and everyone agrees, the society is going to agree to the currency. They'll work out. So, Vahani Mile, who desagile, it's only true if the coin is really going to be, he could use it somewhere else. the guy's going to be a really sweet guy and everyone just gives him all the bad coins and no one accepts it from him. That's not right. We're talking about a coin that really most people would acknowledge as being a quarter. So and the guy says, no, I could see it's slightly off. I'm not willing to take it. That's called a nefesh ra. Messiah Leila Chizkia, this supports Chizkia's understanding. The Amar Chizkia Bala Porto, Porto Bishavya, Bala Chala, Mechala Biyafa. My Kamar. So the guy says, if you're coming to be Porto, so you have to Porto in the actual value. But if you, meaning, let's say you have a coin that lost some of it, shaved off some of its metal, so then you only give the exact amount what it's currently worth right now. But when it comes to Mechala Maisha Sheni, so then even if the coin has lost some of its metal, you could give it as really at the face value that it really says to be. So my kamar, what's it saying? Halchi kamar. Afalpi, even though kishabala porta porta bishavya, even though when I'm coming to mima to exchange with other coins, I only use the actual value. Kishu mechala, when I'm mechala maisha sheni onto them, I can be mechala biyafe. I can be mechala to it on the face value, even though it's not really worth that amount. That's what Chizkiah says. We're more makel when it comes to maisha sheni.
Meaning when he goes to Yerushalayim, he has to change it according to the real value.
Exactly.
And what is the case where it's Mechala, at what moment?
If I'm Maisa Sheni, when I'm in my house, before I go down, I want to take the fruit and put it onto the coin.
There you have to, there.
So I have $100 of fruit, let's say. So I have a $100 bill, but I know the metal rather, and the coin. The coin is really shaved out. It's really worth $97. I could still take $100 of Maisa Sheni and put it on this $100 coin. Even though it's not really worth $100. Because it says $100 on it.
Saying, or it's saying, no, that at that case you really have to actually only give 98 worth of merchandise against the value.
No, I thought when it comes to Chil of Maisa Sheni, you could do the actual. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bala Porto, it's around halfway down the Rashi's. Bala Porto, Bala Hachlif Sela Chaseira Beprutos. I'm coming to exchange my Sela with smaller coins. So then Pruta Beshavia, Lefi Chasona. I have to take into account how much that Sela is actually worth now, how much it lost. Vilo Yirma as Chaveiro Laporta Biafa. I can't pretend that's a full amount. Balachala, Lechala Maisha Sheni Alef. I'm trying to be Mechala Maisha Sheni onto such a coin. Then Mechala La Maisha Sheni B'demei Sela Yafa. Yafa Kilu Yafa. As if it's a full amount, even though it's not actually $100, it's really only $98, I could still use it that way. That's what Chitas Chizkiah says.
He's actually losing value.
So yeah, exactly. Let's look at Rashi further. Go down to Rashi's Hachi Kamar. So what happens is, I had $100 of fruit. I put it onto this $100 coin. But when I go down to the Yishlaim, they're only going to acknowledge it as $98.
Right.
So I'm losing a couple of dollars. So Rashi says further, again, they're only going to exchange it for $98, not for the $100. Afil Hachi, still nonetheless, Sela, Shema, it's called the Sela, Sheno El Nefesh Ra, that guy who's not willing to accept it for the full face value, he's a Nefesh Ra. Uch Shechilul, Maisele, Mechal B'yafe. I'm still out to, as the farmer, I can be Mechal it as the $100. V'ashmin, and we learn from here that Chizkia, the Masnitzin, the Katani, knows the Maisele Sheni, Kilu Haya Yafe Kamer. That's what it's saying. So now the Gemara concludes from the Shita, Lameimra, this is to suggest. The Savar Chizkiah, the Mezalzim, the Maisha Sheni. You're being Mezalzim, Maisha Sheni, because you're losing out. Right. The Gemara says, Bahamar Chizkiah, doesn't Chizkiah say, the Maisha Sheni, Sheinbo Shava Pruta, Omer, Hu Vichomsho, Mechul Amos Rishonos, the Fishi Efshar, Lol Adam, the Tamtem Maosam. Let's say I've got a Maisha Sheni, which is less than a Shava Pruta, it's a small amount of money. So the lach is, if I already have a coin that has Maisa Sheni Kedusha, I can throw this on top of that. Because chances are, you're not having exact $100 to $100 coin here. Most likely, I had $99 of fruit to a $100 coin. Meaning the opposite. That I'm using a greater coin for Maisa Sheni. So now that's leaving some extra space for me to put additional Maisa Sheni that might be less than the Shavuta. So it's the opposite. Where I'm supposed to use more money than I actually have Maisa Sheni. So when I go to Yerushalayim, I can buy more Maisa Sheni than I originally had. So the Gemara says, "My biyafe." What does it mean, biyafe here? B'tores yafe, the trezili lo mezalzin in bay. When the Gemara says here that the yafe, we're trying to re-explain the earlier yafe. Was it Rashi here?
Right, so that makes sense. So he's only meaning that
when we said earlier yafe, selling it for yafe, it means b'shave. You only sell it for the value. And the value of it. Rashi just says here, you see Rashi last three in our lines, "B'tores yafe b'shave." When you exchange coins, only the actual value of the coin you exchange it for. So too, when you come to exchange it, you're supposed to use the value of the lesser value, the actual value, the really lesser value that it's worth.
It's interesting, but it uses a different lashon anyway.
Yeah.
They both mean the same with a different lashon.
Correct. Yeah. And then one more Rashi here. B'toras yafe mishechalal alea kifi damim v'dayin shela. You only mechal it on the actual value, and you're not supposed to cut out any of the ma'aser sheni. That's a din.
I think one is going, the yaf is going on the merchandise, and one the yaf is going on the coin, or something like
that. The yaf is on the merchandise.
Meaning, right? I mean, it's fine. They're just using a different lashon for each one, but it goes on the other side.
Right. So the point is that if you look at the next Rashi, we're makel that you can be mechal ma'aser sheni on a coin that lost, that is chasera. You're allowed to do chasera. In other cases, people were makbid. Nefesh Ra wouldn't let me use a chasera coin. Ma'aser sheni, we let you use a chasera coin. But when you use a chasera coin, missing, you have to use the actual value of that coin that lost. You can't do a double zilzel. That's what we're learning from here. Okay, we'll stop here.
Sure.
Again, hard stuff. Very tough.